And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast for Wednesday, April 12, 2023, joined by Miss Becky Alley. Good morning, Becky.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Lisa Lawson, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And special guest star. We have a guest star, Becky and Lisa, Shane Atkinson from Good Company Realty. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And listen, we got to talk about a lot of things because as we said earlier in the year, as soon as the weather breaks, pandemonium is going to strike big in the buying market here in southeastern Michigan. Shane and I were talking about it a little bit, Becky and Lisa, before we got on. Listen, there is no shortage of buying activity, Shane, going on in metropolitan Detroit, right?
I mean, personally, now that the spring market is back here again, I'm starting to see things pick up big time again as far as buyer activity and as well as homes coming back on the market.
Yeah, homes are coming back on the market. But, you know, if somebody's selling a home and then there are people buying a home, it's really a wash, isn't it? I mean, really, there isn't any additional inventory coming on like people hoped that they would. So in talking about it, the more things change, the more they stay the same. We're 3 years down the road from 2020, but really there hasn't, Shane, been an inventory pickup.
I personally don't think that, you know, with all the headlines and stuff like that of, you know, the housing market starting to go down, I mean, at least in the Southeast Michigan area that I'm in, I'm still seeing the same thing as far as bidding wars. We're seeing escalation clauses. Not as bad with seeing people like waive inspections or anything like that, but I mean, there's still definitely competition. If you're going in to place an offer on a home that has good updates, is in a desirable area, you know, has all the amenities, then yeah, you're probably going to be looking at facing a couple other offers as well.
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up, Becky Alley. So Shane's talking about our area specifically, and we like to bring up national events too and national news, but really specific to our area, the market is extremely active, more so than it's been in a long time. But it also started a little bit sooner than even we anticipated. So, Becky, what's going on in what you're seeing out there every single day?
I feel like Shane, kind of really detailed that out pretty good. And I feel like for the last 3 years, the home buying season has started. If you were smart, you're starting in January, because as soon as March, April comes along, you're literally, you know, you're seeing these multiple offers. There was a little bit of a break in January, obviously, where, you know, people are scared off by the rates, but now rates are not a hindrance whatsoever. And to your point, Harry, you know, I saw a stat that for every two homes that are coming on the market, every two out of three homes, the two of them have people that need to buy to sell. So you're right. You're looking at getting one, you know, getting a house, but those people still need to get into another home of their own. So it's not like you're seeing, you know, houses come on the market and then they're going into a retirement home or something like that. It's literally like people are buying and selling and finding different ways to be creative. But it's starting to be to that point where just like in 2020, the list price is the starting bid, depending on if it's a hot commodity, freshly painted, all the things. And it's, we really need to make sure, at least for me, and I know at Capital Mortgage Funding, getting our buyers in line and getting them prepared for the competitiveness that they're going to be seeing is making sure we can kind of cut off any buyer fatigue that they might see where they don't get frustrated if they lose out on a deal or two.
Yeah. Lisa Lawson, you've been the queen of the pre-approvals in the last few months. Finally, they're starting to hit, right? You had at one time 20, 25 pre-approvals out there, and then all of a sudden started to hit. What changed for you?
Yeah, same thing. I think there was kind of a, I don't want to say a lag, maybe just took a little bit of a stall where everyone was actually maybe heeding some of the advice, getting pre-approved, and maybe decided to start a little early, but then was out there and really wasn't finding a lot. But properties are starting to come on the market. I'm getting new listings every day. And all of a sudden, this past week or two, everything's gone crazy again. And people are getting offers accepted. They're out there getting inspections done. You know, so I definitely think we are moving. And like Becky said, you know, it used to be that just because you had a buyer didn't mean necessarily that you had a seller. But right now, like she said, but two out of every three are still selling a home. So they're adding to these listings. So I think this is the perfect time to get in.
Yeah. Hey, Shane, everybody wanted at the beginning part of the year, everybody wanted to blame high mortgage rates for a little bit of inactivity or a stall or a little pause in activity. And we claimed, we kind of threw a timeout at that. We threw a roadblock and said, you know what? No, it's Michigan. The reason why there's a stall in home buying is because of the weather. And case in point, right now, the last 2-3 weeks, it's picked up dramatically. And the reason why we said and called the timeout on it was people are going to buy houses no matter what the rates were. You weren't around in the 80s when rates were 17, 18%, Shane. You just weren't. I'm sorry, you weren't.
I was not. Guilty.
Yeah, I know you weren't. It's all good. You're a young guy. But people bought homes when rates were at 16, 17, 18%. And then in the late 80s, rates were at 12.75, 12.5. People still bought houses. And then early 90s, rates were at 8, 9, 10%, and people were still buying houses. So we called a little BS on that. So Shane, the reason why people are out and about right now is because it's beautiful out. The temperature is going up, and that will increase the temperature in the market. So regardless of what mortgage rates do, and they're not going to be going down to 5.5 in the summertime, Shane, you're going to continue to see people buy homes. That's the vibe you're getting, right?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, a lot of the buyers that come to me, especially in like November, December, that are looking and getting into a new home, I advise them most of the time, I'm like, hey, if you're really looking at moving right now or if their situation calls for it, moving in the wintertime in Michigan might actually be a strategy. And that's because no one wants to pack a moving truck when the wind chill has us down to 0 degrees. It just, who wants to do that? We get so much snow. I mean, you're battling the elements just to get stuff into a moving truck, depending on how far you're going too. So yeah, I would say that with the weather picking up, I mean, it's an incentive for people to go on, you know, multiple tours and really kind of increase their activity because, I mean, the weather permits it. We kind of have a unique situation being here in the Midwest, and I'm sure as a lot of states do who have similar weather to us. So I would definitely agree with that. Yes, I do see an increase happening, definitely coming into the spring market versus the winter.
Hey, everybody, we're with Shane Atkinson. Good Company Realty. This is the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Podcast brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. We are an equal housing lender. 2289 is our NMLS number for all you compliance and legal people out there. Hey, Becky Alley, we got to clear up some misinformation going on out there. Good news is CPI index inflation is down. That should hold rates steady. Hopefully the Federal Reserve doesn't raise rates in May. They're talking about maybe another quarter point increase, but my guess is maybe they'll just hold firm and do nothing because that would be good news. That's real information. Also, the latest misinformation on, of all places where everybody in the world gets their mortgage and real estate information, TikTok. Becky, on TikTok announced that FHA was coming out with a 40-year mortgage. Wrong. Wrong answer. There is no FHA 40-year mortgage. Did you hear that one, Becky?
No, I did see they were talking about on a refinance. They were thinking about doing extended terms, but not on purchase transactions. Foreclosures at all-time lows. You know, the need for the extended term on purchase transactions is definitely not there. At this point, refinances, I don't think is really there because obviously refinance actions are down anyway. We're in an appreciating market. There really is no need. And the rates have not went up to the point where you need to stretch it out for that affordability. But there's
that was a great rumor. That was a great rumor, Lisa, that yeah. TikTok came out with. And hold on one second. It's unbelievable. Yeah, TikTok came out and said, guys, we're going to do FHA came out with a 40-year fixed rate mortgage. No. What happened is on a workout plan, if people were in trouble, maybe FHA would allow you to extend the rate on a workout to a 40-year. But that was only if you were in trouble.
That's called the loan modification. That's completely different. Completely different.
So yeah. That's right. So
I have to admit, I was actually guilty of that. I fell to the misinformation. I follow quite a few news sources, especially on Instagram. it was a credible source that posted it. So I was like, you know, looking into things a little bit, but yeah, I felt a little guilty to that one as well.
So why do I love Shane so much, guys? I love Shane so much because he just cited Instagram as a credible source of news. I really love that. I think it's great. Lisa, let's talk about FHA for a second.
Well, I want to do a quick follow-up with that. I had a client call yesterday and said, we just pre-approved him last week. And he's like, I don't know. He goes, I have a friend who forwarded me this Insta. I think it might've been a TikTok actually, video, and that the market's going to crash. And this is the wrong time to buy the house. So I went back and I said, that was recorded in 2020. So that thing's already 3 years old. The market didn't crash in 20. It didn't crash in 21. It didn't crash in 22. It's not crashing in 23. So just because you see it out there doesn't make it true. And I told the agent that that he was working with, he's like, I don't know what to do. He doesn't want to look anymore. And I said, did you look at the date when it was recorded? Did you even see how old that thing was? And we laughed and he talked to the borrower and the borrower is putting an offer in this afternoon.
I love it. Lisa, let's talk FHA for real. What's serious and what's really factual? FHA, great program to get people in, and been going gangbusters here. About 15% of our business is FHA business. So we've been doing a nice job, and you're a little bit of a queen of FHA, you and Becky for sure.
Yeah, I mean, FHA is great. And just recently they reduced what they call their mortgage insurance premium, which in layman's terms, people call PMI. It's not really PMI with FHA because it's not private mortgage insurance, but it did just go down recently on every single new FHA loan, speaking new. So if you already have an FHA loan, unfortunately, that doesn't change your mortgage insurance. But if you're looking to purchase, that mortgage insurance went down, which means that would lower the payment. And in theory, that means you could get a slightly bigger house or a slightly more sales price to increase that pre-approval amount by that. So they're doing a lot of things to try to stimulate home buying, and we appreciate that.
Hey, Shane, is there a difference from you if a buyer comes to you, a buyer's agent comes to you and says, hey, listen, my client wants to go FHA. How do you feel about that?
Like if I have the listing and someone's buyer's agent comes to me with an FHA?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it all depends on like the offer and the home. I mean, obviously, we're going to take the best offer that works best for the client that I have that's listing the home. So if the terms are better, of course, we're going to accept that offer. Now, if it's on a home that needs, you know, maybe some severe renovations, then that might be a little bit different. You know, as far as getting that offer accepted, if concessions are needed, if FHA repairs are needed, that sort of thing to satisfy the FHA requirements is the only thing that would really make that a determining factor. I think that some agents are turned away from that just because the extra inspection that is involved with an FHA mortgage. But other than that, it's always going to be what's best for my seller.
I appreciate that. And that's the way it should be, Shane. That was the perfect answer. It's always going to be what's best for the seller. It's not necessarily highest and best. It's it can be, you know, occupancy terms. It could be, you know, maybe there's a less of a seller's concession, but it's always going to be what's best for the seller. Becky, I really like that answer. Let's talk about a little bit of FHA in your world. Right now, I haven't seen too many sellers shy away from FHA transactions. Bottom line is, money is money. We've said that for a long time, Becky Ellie. Money's money. And the only thing that can get hung up maybe are health and safety issues, which they should do those repairs anyways if they're health and safety issues, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shane literally answered that perfectly, like you said. Money is, and if the terms work best for all parties, then that offer should be accepted. There's also ways to get an FHA accepted, even if there are some, you know, health and safety concerns. A health and safety concern with FHA would be, for example, chipping paint. Okay, you can actually, or the buyer can agree to pay, you know, X amount of FHA repairs should that be cited. Now that is going to be at the discretion of the appraiser when they go out there. You know, they might say, the chipping paint's a little excessive, or they might not. In that case, we're in a seasonal time where you can actually close on the property as is and then have the paint done in this, you know, when it gets a little bit warmer. But obviously we're seeing some good weather right now that you could potentially paint in, but there's ways around it. And it's all about getting a team of professionals around you that can identify these situations and know how to work every angle and actually have good relationships with both buyers and sellers to make sure that everyone is checking the boxes.
Yeah, appreciate that information because FHA is a good way to go for people. And also, it's really been a boom to home buying in the last 40 years. Lisa Lawson, moving to you, I want to give you some updates and news. I like to go over the news because I don't think the news nationally applies to what we see here in metropolitan Detroit. And we're in one of those states where the state of Michigan, we're a great 12-month state to live in. Up north in the summer and the winter, metropolitan Detroit offers a very low cost of living with a great lifestyle. So there's a report nationally that vacation home sales, Lisa Lawson, are down 50%. Well, I can tell you in Florida, they're not down. I can tell you in Michigan, they're not down. There's no shortage of people wanting to buy a vacation home in the northern part of Michigan, whether it's the northern part of the Lower Peninsula or in the Upper Peninsula, because of the great atmosphere and the great weather that we have if you're an outdoors person in the state of Michigan. So, Lisa, vacation home sales have not gone down in Detroit, metropolitan Detroit, and in the state of Michigan and in the state of Florida. That's just a fun fact I had to throw out there. Actually, prices of homes in our area are up over 8.3% and continuing to appreciate. You live in Macomb County. You do a lot of business in Macomb County. What are you seeing going on in Macomb County right now? Give us an update.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. So new construction starting back up again. There's a subdivision being built next to mine, so I can hear it early in the morning. The crews are out there early. I don't necessarily appreciate that aspect, but that means things are moving and new construction is starting to happen after we had that, you know, the winter lull. You can't help it. There's only so much construction you can do when the ground's frozen. So I think that Macomb is always booming. And I think sometimes people, it's kind of an underrated county. We've got the Great Lakes. We've got, you know, the coast over there from St. Clair Shores all the way up. So, you know, we definitely think that people should put that on the map and, you know, maybe check it out if they're thinking about moving. Taxes are reasonable and we've got some great amenities. But I want to quick piggyback off of, you know, when you're talking about accepting offers on FHA, and some people don't want to review that if there's a lot of work to be done in the house. People forget that there's a 203K loan, a renovation loan, that can be utilized. So just because maybe the house does need a lot of upgrades or does need a lot of work doesn't mean that they can't go FHA.
No, it doesn't mean they can't go FHA. And that's why they need somebody like you, Lisa Lawson, Becky Alley, the Pruitt Capital Mortgage Funding, and Shane Atkinson from Good Coming Realty to explain all the programs that are available. We don't turn any information away. Like he said, if it's good for his seller, the best for his seller, it's whatever is the best circumstance for our borrower. And Shane Atkinson from Good Company Realty, he's always going to do what's best for his seller. And that's why he's teamed up with us, Becky Alley, here at Capital Mortgage Funding, because we only have our buyer in mind. And it's that like-mindedness and doing what's best for everybody out there that brings people together. Shane, listen, prices are up over 8.3% for the year. Inventory's at a premium. Rates aren't coming down anytime soon. It's hot out there. Explain to people right now what the best thing they can do when they prepare for an offer. You have a house, you're a listing agent. When somebody brings you an offer, what do you want to see in that pre-approval letter?
You know, really just laying out the terms. I always like, you know, I like seeing a pre-approval letter, but I always like if I have a listing and an agent is submitting an offer, just to outline those terms for me. I mean, obviously the company plays a role in that. You want to see a mortgage lender that has obviously a track record, someone that's been around for a long time, a loan officer that has, you know, a proven record as well too. All of those things, I think, build confidence with the seller. Because the last thing that they want to do is find out that a buyer actually isn't pre-approved and having to go back and, you know, look at other offers or have to call their agents back that maybe submitted something. Their buyers could have found another house by that time. I mean, it just throws a big wrench into it. So I think that obviously, you know, good terms of an offer as well as a company and mortgage lender that has a track record are huge for myself when I'm reviewing offers from buyer's agents.
Excellent. I appreciate that. This is the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show podcast brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 2289. Becky Alley, I want to give you some time to go over what's been going on in the home buying seminars that you've been doing around the city. What's working for you, and tell us a little bit about the home buying seminars lately.
I mean, people are dying and wanting education. There's so much about a home buying process that goes undiscussed and untouched. And you have individuals that, you know, like I know Shane can attest to this, where they bought even a second, third home and they have no idea what happened. They have no idea what they went through. They don't even remember. Or in a situation where a spouse owned a home before and now the husband is, or whoever the other spouse is going through it for the first time. So we spend a lot of time going over little details, the nooks and crannies of what needs to happen. You know, a lot of people just want to live their life, right? So here I am living my life, buying a house, and then they want to buy a car. They want to go on vacation. They want to not keep their money in the bank. And these are things that, you know, we need to talk about, because it will hinder or, you know, create a little bit of chaos when you're buying the house. And that's why I work with Shane so closely, because we spend a lot of time, especially with the first-time home buyers, really hand-holding them to make sure that they're not doing any buyer sabotage inadvertently. And, you know, people, like I said, they're wanting that education. They want to know what it's like, what to expect. What does an appraisal guarantee mean? Do they have to go over asking? Do they not have to go over asking? And what does that look like for them? And but the other thing is that you can put a blanket statement on stuff, but I spend a lot of time also talking with everyone individually, because no house is the same and no person is the same. So even though we're having a lot of these home buyer education seminars, I also talk with them individually to ensure that they understand what situation is going to happen for them, because my home buying experience is going to be completely different than theirs. And Shane and I have a lot of buyers out there that are, you know, totally different, right? And everyone is different. So education is free. And when we put on these home buyer seminars, we put them out to everyone in the public. So if we're having, I'll announce the next one that we're going to have, I think on the 22nd or 23rd of April. And the more the merrier, because whether you're buying or selling or thinking about buying, you can't start the conversation soon enough. And Shane put out some great information on his Instagram, so make sure you check him out. And the biggest message behind that was start the conversation. Just start it, because you need to know what your budget is. You need to know how much money you're going to be bringing to the table. Do you qualify for down payment assistance? Can you buy a car in the middle of buying a house? Should you? The answer is no. However, follow him on Instagram, because he puts out great information too.
After all, it is the biggest purchase in somebody's life, and they should be getting the most information. But we stress accurate information from somebody who's been in the business for a long period of time that will sit down, take the time with you like we do, Becky Alley, Lisa Lawson, the team at Capital Mortgage Funding. Shane sits down with everybody when they sell a house, when they list a house, and when they buy a house. It's the same on our end as well. Lisa Lawson, we're going to go around the horn. Start with you. Last words of the day, Lisa.
You don't know what you don't know, so give us a call. You already heard that we're big about education. We're going to help you through it. We're going to help you, you know, get your credit ready, get your income ready, get your assets ready, and we're going to, you know, hand you off to an extremely competent and experienced agent like Shane. So you're going to have a slam dunk transaction.
Special guest Shane Atkinson, Good Company Realty. Shane, last words of the day.
Just to piggyback off of what Becky said, in the video that I put out, I was just explaining to people that, you know, you want to talk to somebody 6 months to a year out, especially if, you know, your situation has changed, you may be in a new job, or, you know, you're looking at the buying process. I mean, we all know that 6 months goes by like that. It's a snap. I mean, you can blink and it's already winter in today's times. I feel like time just, you know, is going extremely fast. So it's extremely important to pick your agent and your lender in advance to make sure that you're putting yourself into a good position, because having that conversation early sets expectations. If you have the proper expectations, it makes the process on yourself so much easier than having to be blind through that process. And that's why I like to sit down with people in the beginning, especially with my first time buyers, and just go through a full buyer consultation to let people know exactly what to expect, because it is quite the process. It's a lot of information being thrown at you. And for somebody who's never gone through it, can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Love that, Shane. That's great words of advice. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Becky Alley, last words of the day.
Yeah. So right now I'm at Habitat for Humanity for Oakland County. I'm really pumped about that. They're doing a luncheon, and you know, here at Capital Mortgage Fund, not only do we get involved with the community, but obviously we're really involved with our buyers in the process. You cannot start the conversation soon enough. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes on the lending side before we even issue a pre-approval. We don't announce the things that we do behind the scenes for a lot of our clients, but the point is who you work with matters. And you can't get a pre-approval in 5 minutes, because then you're going to be in that situation that Shane was just talking about, where you have no idea what's happening, where you're at, and you're going to be writing offers, and all of a sudden you now have a payment that you can't afford. People are writing offers just to win right now, and then once they're winning, they actually are rescinding some of these offers. So sometimes being highest is not always best, because that doesn't mean, you know, like you can't submit that offer, because sometimes working with a local lender that can pick up the phone, reach out to the other end of that conversation is going to be what wins that offer. And we have a lot of our buyers right now, like Lisa was mentioning, it's dropping, right? They are out there shopping, looking, and now they are winning because we are a reputable company and we pick up that phone. We're not 9-to-5ers over here.
I love it, Becky. I appreciate that. I want to thank this panel. I want to thank Shane Atkinson, Good Company Realty, Becky Alley, top 1% of all originators in the United States, and Miss Lisa Lawson, the best loan originator out of Macomb County, bar none. I want to thank our producer and director, Roberto Beauchesne. I want to thank all of you for listening. And as always, this is Harry Glanz, Capital Mortgage Funding. We appreciate you. And until next time, we'll see you soon.